The work I'm going to tell you about looms has depended on a great many different people. My colleague Walter Piper has been leading the project. Jay Mager, a former graduate student of mine, has been doing much of the work on sounds. But most important of all are a crew of students who come every summer to work on the Loon Project.
I've been studying loons since 1993. And so I guess that means this is our 16th year. You know, loons have always had a fascination, or I've had a fascination for loons, I guess I should say. As a child, I grew up spending summers on lakes in New Hampshire and at a family cottage in Ontario. And loons were out on the lake, and my mom would ask us each morning, "Did you hear the loons last night?" And so I've always had this sense that loons had a lot going on, had a lot that they were telling each other, and wanted to learn more about them.
I've been working with loons since 1991, so it's been about 16 years or so now.
My professor, Dr. Jay Mager, works there at ONU. And he told me about the project and got me interested in it and recruited me.
I found out about the Loon Project through the American Ornithologists Union job board on their website. And I thought it was an interesting study to be a part of. And I went to the website to find out a little bit more about it. And then I sent in a resume and my cover letter and got signed on for the summer.
Through Dr. Walter Piper. He's my professor and also my academic advisor.
I'm majoring as a biology major in ecology and evolutionary bio. And this summer I'm spending my time up here in Wisconsin as a loon researcher.
I'm going to take you on a trip with our loon crews. And we can actually see the behavior of loons out in the field. And in order to do that, I'm going to ask you to join me in this canoe.
A typical day, we wake up at bright and early at 4 a.m. and we try to get to our first lake around 5. You know, I haven't seen a sunrise in who knows how long until this summer. We do 5 lakes and we like to spend an hour on each lake where we'll try to find the birds and see if they're nesting.
We often see other families. Here is a mother mallard with her chicks. These loons are upset because we are close to their nest on this floating platform. A chick has just hatched. As we leave, the parents return. Each loon nest is located using a global positioning device. Often the incubating loon will leave the nest and tremolo and display to distract us. As soon as we leave, the loon returns to the nest. Notice the foot wagging, and here comes an intruder. And finally, the intruder flees. watch the chick climb under its parent's wing. An older and bigger chick . The loon crew lives together. After an early start, some catch a brief nap while Dan helps Virginia enter her observations into the computer database. A giant wall chart displays the current status of each lake and pair of loons. In the evening, the group gathers to discuss the day's observations.
I've messed with those birds and they're skittish.
There's, well, and they were with their chicks, so like it
was... Oh, they have a chick?
Yeah,
on green bats?
Oh, yeah. Two.
Do you remember the time we went to green bats?
Oh,
and our, we did green, it's a little, we did, you know, it's electric motor, or at least we did electric motor.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the electric motor was dying, and we were going about this fast...
And the bird was going about the things.
Yeah, I know. I thought, are we gaining?
This,
you had to stare really carefully at the bird to see if we were actually gaining on it.
Yeah.
But we caught him.
Yeah, you finally did the old...
I think, yeah, did the lunge.
That was when you...
Please grab me by the ankles as I go overboard.
You just kind of get a sense of how to look at... things to look at in the bird, and you just get a sense of who's who, and... And you definitely, you know what they're doing, and you kind of almost have some sort of insight into almost what they're thinking.
I never realized how complex loons really are. I just knew that they were, you know, a bird. I didn't know that much about them, but there's so many interesting little facets about their life and behavior that I find pretty interesting. It's fun to watch them all interact together.
The loons are of interest to a lot of people, especially in Wisconsin. I think that they hold a lot of symbolic meaning to this region, and a lot of people get really attached to the loons down here, so just going out there and watching them and knowing what's going on with them, and then being able to come back and have conversation with the people who own the houses or, you know, who are in the area, you can tell how much of an impact these birds have on them, and just knowing what they're doing and how they're doing, you know. A lot of people want to make sure that they're safe and that their chicks are safe.